2 years after Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, we only have a rough idea of how many people died in and after the storm. That's partly why people protested earlier this year and forced the governor of Puerto Rico to resign. NPR's Adrian Florido reports on the pain that lingers long after Maria.
When Hurricane Maria knocked Puerto Rico's power out, Doroteo Diaz's oxygen machine stopped working. His daughter, Maria Diaz, drove him from one overwhelmed hospital to another. She said none could provide him the proper medical treatment.
Él se estaba poniendo como morado porque era la oxigenación.
His skin started turning purple because he wasn't getting enough oxygen. 6 weeks after the storm, he died. But his family's pain kept growing. Puerto Rico's government downplayed the hurricane death count. Diaz says it felt like her dad's death didn't matter. Then, this summer, the worst of it. In leaked group text messages between the governor and his inner circle, one of his advisors cracked a joke about the hurricane dead.
Me molesté muchísimo porque eso para mí es un daño emocional también. El burlarse.
I was so upset, Diaz said. They mocked my pain. Like hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans who'd endured the storm's aftermath, she'd had enough. She couldn't go herself, but she sent her husband and her brother to the massive protests that eventually forced the governor to resign.
Sí, ellos fueron en motora, en representación a los 4,645 o algo. Y ellos estuvieron ahí.
She said they went to represent the 4,645 people who died after the storm. That is not an exact count of the hurricane dead. It's one estimate that Harvard researchers published 8 months after Maria, while the government's official count was stuck at 64. Domingo Marquez, a psychologist in Puerto Rico, was on the team of researchers.
We hope that people don't use that number, right? That's not a number, it's an estimate. I mean, we hope the people focus on the fact that it's not 64, and we need to find the answers.
But in Puerto Rico, people latched on to that number, 4,645. It became an emblem. Puerto Ricans kept talking about that number, even after researchers at the George Washington University, using official data, published a study estimating closer to 3,000 deaths, which the government adopted as its official death count.
People identified with our number. You know, in time, it just became equal to the real struggle that people were having. So it also became like a symbol for social change.
During the protests against Governor Ricardo Rosselló this summer, that number, 4,645, was everywhere. In graffiti, on t-shirts, on banners and signs, tattooed onto people's bodies. Current Governor Wanda Vasquez said last week that a more in-depth follow-up study to investigate individual deaths and reach a more precise count is not going to happen. She said the government doesn't have money or personnel for it. Amid the lack of answers, people have found other ways to cope. Friends and relatives of hurricane victims did something extraordinary last year. The day after the Harvard estimate was released, people started placing victims' shoes in the plaza outside of Puerto Rico's Capitol building. Over 3 days, they placed more than 3,000 pairs. Artist Gloribel Delgado was one of the organizers, and she recently took me to the storage unit where she's kept all those shoes.
We have here, I think, like 300 bags. We have more than 3,000 shoes here. You know, it's like a symbolic cemetery of what the people did.
She's been preparing to use the shoes in a memorial for the victims.
We really continue talking about this because this is a very important memory of the island that we cannot forget.
The victims' relatives need peace, she said, and she hopes the memorial will help them find it. Adrian Florido, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.